As I drive to the junction of lane and highway, and the drizzle bedrenches the wagonette, I look behind at the fading byway, and see on its slope, now glistening wet, distinctly yet myself and a girlish form benighted in dry March weather. We climb the road beside a chaise. We had just alighted to ease the sturdy pony's load when he sighed and slowed. What we did as we climbed and what we talked of matters not much, nor to what it led. Something that life will not be balked of without rude reason till hope is dead and feeling fled. It filled but a minute, but was there ever a time of such quality since or before in that hill's story? To one mind, never, though it has been climbed foot swift, foot sore by thousands more. Primeval rocks form the road's steep border, and much have they faced their first and last of the transitory in Earth's long order. But what they record in color and cast is that we too passed. And to me, though time's unflinching rigor in mindless rote has ruled from sight to the substance now, one phantom figure remains on the slope as when that night saw us alight. I look and see it there, shrinking, shrinking. I look back at it amid the rain for the very last time. For my sand is sinking, and I shall traverse old love's domain never again.